This first reading is taken from Kwanzaa, a celebration of family, community, and culture, by Milana Karenga. Kwanzaa, a cultural holiday lasting 7 days from December 26th through January 1st, is very much a family celebration, mostly conducted in homes. It was created in the 1960s after the famous Watts riots in California, in efforts to unite African Americans and connect universal values to families and communities. This excerpt is from the questions and answer portion of the book, interviewing Dr. Karenga.
Question 5. Can people who are not of African descent participate in Kwanzaa activities? Kwanzaa is clearly an African holiday created for African people. But other people can and do celebrate it, just like other people participate in Cinco de Mayo, besides Mexicans, Chinese New Year, besides Chinese, Native American powwows, besides Native Americans. Any particular message that is good for a particular people, if it is human in its content and ethical in its grounding, speaks not just to that people, it speaks to the world. The principles of Kwanzaa and the message of Kwanzaa has a universal message for all people of goodwill. It is rooted in African culture, and we speak as Africans must speak, not just to ourselves, but to the world. This continues our tradition of speaking our own special cultural truth and making our own unique contribution to the forward flow of human history.
In keeping with this month's theme of peace, we look to peacemakers such as South African civil rights leader Stephen Biko, who died in jail in 1977. Here is a short quote from him considering peace in our living together, keeping us connected to the theme of peace.
We regard our living together not as an unfortunate mishap, warranting endless competition among us, but as a deliberate act of God to make us a community of brothers and sisters, jointly involved in the quest for a composite answer to the varied problems of life.
In a small African village in the country of Ghana, there lived an old man and his 7 sons. After the death of his wife, The old man became both father and mother to the boys. The seven brothers were handsome young men. Their skin was smooth and dark as the finest mahogany wood. Their limbs were as straight and strong as warrior spears. But they were a disappointment to their father. From morning until night, the family's small home was filled with the sounds of the brothers quarreling.
I can't believe this. You never do anything.
Everything. Yes.
As soon as the sun brought forth a new day, the brothers began to argue. They argued all morning about how to tend the crops. They argued all afternoon about the weather.
It's hot.
No, a cool breeze is blowing.
They argued all evening about when to return home.
It'll be dark soon. Let's finish this row and then begin anew tomorrow.
No, it's too early to stop.
Can't you see the sun is shining?
And so it would continue until the moon beamed down and the stars twinkled in the sky. At mealtime, the young men argued until the stew was cold and the fufu was hard.
You gave him more than me.
Their father would shake his head, telling him that he had personally divided all of the food equally.
I will starve with only this small portion on my plate.
If you don't want it, I'll eat it.
Oh, stop being so greedy.
And so it went on every night. It was often morning before the seven brothers finished dinner. One sad day, the old man died and was buried. At sunrise the next morning, the village chief called the brothers before her.
Your father has left you an inheritance.
I know my father left me everything because I am the oldest.
I know my father left me everything because I'm the youngest.
I'm the favorite. He left me everything. No, it's mine, mine, mine.
Shoving and shoving, and soon all of them were fighting, hitting, and kicking one another.
Stop fighting this instant.
The brothers did stop, shaking the dust off their clothes and nursing their injuries. Eyeing one another suspiciously, they gathered before the chief.
Your father has decreed that all of his property and possessions will be divided among you equally. But first, by the time the moon rises tonight, you must learn how to make gold out of these spools of silk thread. If you do not, then you will be turned out of your home as beggars.
Each brother took a spool of thread, each spool a beautiful, rich color. Blue like the sky, red like the robes the people wore, yellow like the rising sun, orange like a tasty yam, green like the trees of the rainforest, black like the rich dirt they tilled, and white like ivory.
From this moment forward, you must not argue amongst yourselves or raise your hands in anger against each other. If you do, your father's property and all of his possessions will be divided equally among the poorest of our village. Go quickly, because you only have a little time.
When the Ashanti brothers arrived at their farm, something unusual happened. They stood side by side without saying anything unkind to one another. For the first time in years, peace rested within the walls of their home.
My brothers, let us shake hands and make peace among ourselves.
Let us never argue or fight again.
My brothers, surely our father would not turn us into the world as beggars.
I agree. I do not believe that our father would have given us the task of turning thread into gold if it were impossible. Could it be that there might be small pieces of gold in this thread?
I'm afraid not, but that's a good idea.
Thank you, my brother.
Could it be that by making something from this thread, we could earn a fortune in gold?
Perhaps we could make cloth out of this thread and sell it. I believe we could do that.
That's a good plan. But we don't have enough of any one color to make a bolt of cloth.
But our people do not wear cloth like that. We wear only cloth of one color.
Maybe we could make a cloth so special everyone will want to wear it.
Brothers, we could finish faster if we all work together.
I know we can succeed.
The Ashanti brothers went to work. Together, they cut the wood to make a loom. The younger brothers held the pieces together, while the older brothers assembled the loom. They took turns weaving cloth out of their spools of thread. They made a pattern of stripes and shapes that looked like the wings of birds. They used all the colors, blue, red, yellow, orange, green, black, and white. Soon the brothers had several pieces of beautiful multicolored cloth. When the cloth was finished, the brothers took turns neatly folding the brightly colored cloth. They placed it in baskets and put the baskets on their heads. They formed a line and began the journey to the village. The sun slowly made a golden path across the sky. The brothers hurried down the long, dusty road as quickly as they could. They unfolded the bolt of fabric as they entered the marketplace.
Come and see the most beautiful cloth in the world.
Yes, come and buy the most wonderful cloth in the world.
We have the most wonderful cloth in the world for sale.
Come and buy.
The villagers exclaimed how beautiful the cloth was. They commented on its unusual patterns. They leaned in to feel the fine texture and exclaimed that truly it was the finest fabric in all the land. The brothers smiled with pride. A man dressed in magnificent robes pushed his way to the front of the crowd. Everyone stepped back respectfully. It was the king's treasurer.
What a thing of beauty. This would make an excellent gift for the king. I must have it all.
Cloth fit for a king should be purchased at a price only a king can afford. It is yours for one bag of gold.
Sold.
The Ashanti brothers were overjoyed. They ran out of the marketplace and back down the road to their village. A shining silver moon began to creep up in the sky. Panting and dripping with sweat, the brothers raced to the chief's hut.
Chief, oh chief, we have turned the thread into gold.
But have you argued or fought today?
No, my chief. We have been far too busy working together to argue or fight.
Then you have learned the lesson that your father wanted to teach you. All that he had will now be yours.
But what about the poor people in the village? I mean, we receive an inheritance, but what will they do?
Perhaps we could teach them how to turn thread into gold, too.
Well, then you have learned your lesson very well indeed.
The Ashanti brothers taught their people carefully. The village became famous for its beautiful, multicolored cloth, and the village prospered. From that day until this, the Ashanti brothers have worked together, farming the land, and they have worked peacefully in honor of their father.